Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. In our last episode, we finished our exploration of the SIU Press series, Illinois Lives, Memoirs from the Prairie State. This week, as we near the end of the year, we'll be starting a recap of the incredible group of books the press has published in 2025. Southern Illinois Fishing, A Comprehensive Guide for Anglers by Colby Sims, shares the secrets the author has gleaned from years of hard-won experience. Colossal catfish dominate the Mississippi River. Monstrous muskies rule over Kincaid Lake. Rend gives up record crappie and bowfin, while Crab Orchard produces excellent largemouth bass fishing, and Cedar offers huge striped bass. Whether you're powerboating a large lake or paddling an out-of-the-way oxbow, the region presents countless opportunities for different styles of fishing. Wondering which bait and tackle will produce the best results or how seasonal weather affects fish migration patterns? Sims has already conferred with fellow fishing pros as well as biologists, outdoor sports media figures, and other experts to bring you the most current, site-specific information possible. From fishing fundamentals to the most advanced, cutting-edge techniques, he presents a battle plan for attacking the waters, big and small, of the lower prairie state, which will benefit all anglers, from beginners to season tournament competitors. For 150 years, the assassination of Abraham Lincoln has fascinated the American people. Relatively few academic historians, however, have devoted study to it, viewing the murder as a side note tied to neither the Civil War nor Reconstruction. Over time, the traditional story of the assassination has become littered with myths, from the innocence of Mary Surratt and Samuel Mudd to John Wilkes Booth's escape to Oklahoma or India, where he died by suicide several years later. In Lincoln's Assassination, now available in paperback, Edward Steers Jr. sets the record straight, expertly analyzing the historical evidence to explain Lincoln's assassination. With concise chapters and inviting prose, this brief volume will prove essential for anyone seeking a straightforward, authoritative analysis of one of the most dramatic events in American history. Abraham Lincoln belongs to everybody. The women he interacted with helped forge the outstanding moral character of America's greatest president. The unique biography, Loving Lincoln, A Personal History of the Women Who Shaped Lincoln's Life and Legacy, by Stacy Lynn, features 30 historical and personal essays, and within them, the stories of more than 90 women, each with their own mini biographies and an appendix. Among them are Lincoln's friends, clients, and extended family, as well as writers, artists, and, blurring the lines between history and memoir, author Stacy Lynn herself. As a professional Lincoln scholar and editor, Lynn was often frustrated that male historians overlooked Lincoln's love for and friendship with women. Here, she posits a new paradigm, one that, instead of downplaying women, lifts up their interactions with Lincoln. By inviting readers to feel the past as well as read it, Lynn demonstrates that history matters most when it engages our minds and hearts. In Interrupted Odyssey, Ulysses S. Grant and the American Indians, the first book devoted to the genesis, failure, and lasting legacy of Ulysses S. Grant's comprehensive American Indian policy, now available in paperback, Mary Stockwell shows Grant as an essential bridge between Andrew Jackson's pushing the indigenous out of the American experience and Franklin D. Roosevelt's welcoming them back in. Situating Grant at the center of policy development on the matter after the Civil War, Interrupted Odyssey reveals the bravery and foresight of the 18th president in saying that indigenous peoples must be saved and woven into the fabric of American life. Though his dreams were interrupted through the opposition of Congress, reformers, and the tribes themselves, Grant set his country firmly toward making indigenous peoples full participants in the national experience. Stockwell's bold, thoughtful reappraisal reverses the general dismissal of Grant's approach as a complete failure and highlights the courage of his policies during a time of great prejudice. In early 2024, the director of the Colonel Benjamin Stevenson House in Edwardsville, Illinois, discovered an unpublished manuscript among the files of Sidney G. Denny, a longtime friend of the Colonel Benjamin Stevenson House board member who had passed away just months before. The manuscript compiled the materials from a decade's worth of articles Denny had written for the House's newsletter, The Spectator, on the history of the House, Benjamin Stevenson, and early Illinois. History that, without Denny, would have been lost to time. Colonel Benjamin Stevenson, a founding father of both the city of Edwardsville and the state of Illinois, played a crucial role in the emergence of Illinois from a territory into the nation's 21st state in 1818. Informed by a treasure trove of primary sources, Colonel Benjamin Stevenson and the history of early Illinois traces Stevenson from his childhood in 18th century Pennsylvania to his experiences on the Illinois frontier and eventually to his final residence, which is now a museum of his life and times in Edwardsville. The volume also provides a detailed chronicle that connects early Illinois history to the history of westward settlement and to the American Revolution itself. In 1924, the murder trials of Beulah Annan and Belva Gartner shocked the world, providing the real-life inspiration for Maureen Watkins' unforgettable characters, Roxy Hart and Velma Kelly. Now, a century later, this reissue of Watkins' play, Chicago, offers a fresh look at the origins of the story that has since become a household name. While researching for a book on crime as entertainment during the 1920s, Thomas H. Pauley came across Watkins' play, which was then out of print. After noticing similarities between the play and a series of articles Watkins penned for the Chicago Tribune prior to the creation of her play, Pauly knew he had stumbled upon a revelation. Watkins's play was based on real people. His republication of the play, alongside substantial background material and a printing of Watkins's news articles, has become an indispensable starting point for all subsequent interest in Watkins in Chicago, and this special edition includes a new foreword by Charles H. Cosgrove, author of They Both Reached for the Gun, Beulah Annan, Maureen Watkins, and the Trial That Became Chicago. Cosgrove's extensive research into the real-life cases provides deeper insight into the world that Watkins portrayed with such satirical brilliance. You can buy your own copies of these stellar new titles from our website at siupress.com. If you're shopping for the book lovers in your life, use code HOLIDAY when you check out at siupress.com for a 40% discount during our holiday sale that runs from now until January. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.